I now see, this is the year of Jubilee.
Thank you for tonight. We thank you for what you want to do. Why don't you just lift your hands? When I sit in the corner over there, I just keep seeing rain. So we just welcome the rain of the Lord. The rain of the Lord. And fire. A purifying fire. Let the Lord minister to you right there. Father, we thank you that there are angels on assignment here tonight. And they've been here. They've been set aside here before the foundation of the world to fulfill the purpose of God for tonight. And we thank you, Lord, that they are waiting for someone to capture the word of the Lord. And so, Lord, I want to hear what you have to say, and we want to declare it so that what you desire to establish tonight would be established. And we thank you, Lord, that this is an establishing night. We thank you that this is a writing of a new chapter in the purposes of God for Wellspring Fellowship. Increase your presence, Lord. I just see Jesus on the right hand of the room, and he's blowing a breath, and there's a rest of God. There's Hebrews 4 rest. Many of you, you've been out of the rest of God, agitated, concerned. Receive the rest of the Lord. Some of you tonight, it's a restoring of childlike trust. Jesus said, unless you are converted like a child, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And so disappointment, disillusionment has got in with some of you. And the Lord wants to restore that childlike trust. You know, when I was a kid, I still remember this because the Lord always teaches me. It's cool when you had good parents. And the Lord will teach you things as a disciple that he's trying to teach you from experiences you had often, if they're positive. If they're negative, he'll deliver you of them. It's the good news. But he was teaching me about what it meant to trust him. And I remember, I think I was 4 years old, probably a little older, five. And there was a kid in the neighborhood, and I think he had something wrong with his bike. I said, don't worry about it. Come to my house. My dad can fix everything. Because I had never, ever seen my dad not be able to fix anything. And that's a word for someone in this room. You know, sometimes we walk through things. It just feels like we're just existing. You know, one of the disappointments, there was a lot of positive things that happened in my childhood. But one of the things that was disappointing, we wanted to fly away because our current life wasn't too good. And God did not make us to just exist in this world. And what's really interesting is that you can have a reality in God, the ability to overcome, but never actually live in the experience of that reality. Right? 1 John. Who is he that has overcome? Faith. Your faith will overcome the world. And there's a restoration, I believe, of childlike trust that the Lord wants to give his people tonight. 1 John 5, verse 1. Whoever believes that Jesus Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him, who begot him, also loves him who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, that when we love God, we keep his commandments. It's really interesting because that's New Testament, right? Yes. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. That's right. and his commandments are not burdensome. That's a key thing right there. It's confusing to me sometimes that believers ask questions like, can I do this and God be okay with it? Usually the wrong question. It's like talking to someone who's involved in a relationship with an unbeliever, and they say, we got lots of things in common, except they're not born again. I'm like, what do you have in common with the guy who everything in your life should be filtered through that lens? And I have learned that it's not that you've arrived ever where all these works in progress, but when you love God, you're trying to do everything to establish yourself in that relationship, not everything you can to sort of make it in that relationship. Got quiet with that one. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. For whatever is born of God, how many are in Christ tonight? For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith, our trust in God, our trust in God overcomes the world. Man, I was not planning on going here, but it's really interesting. But here's what I've learned is that the kingdom of God is inside out. And the enemy will try and get you and pressure you with everything on the outside. Because if he pressures you on the outside, he's trying to get to the inside to define how you think, feel, and behave. Because what's on the inside is going to define how you operate on the outside. And so we're on this journey to allow. Well, what's really interesting about faith, though, faith reaches in into the unseen realm and pulls in what you need. And when you receive that promise or when you receive that confidence in God in that area, I don't know how this all works, but I know when you're like, oh, I believe that, or I trust that. I trust that God is faithful. I trust that he's good. I trust that he's not going to. I trust that. You have to, for me, it's like you just got to start going back to the last week. And you're like, oh, no, he's never let me down. Oh, he's always been faithful. And once you go, God, I'm just choosing to trust you. I remember years ago, I was going to go do this youth camp at Myrtle Beach. Summers ago, and you're driving down the road. At least I'm driving down the road that morning. It's a Friday morning, and all these things start bombarding me. Like, this is this. What about this? What about this? What are you going to do? And then all I said was, I trust you. And it was like it flipped the switch. And it was like, and guess what? God came through in every one of those situations. Because there's something about the heart when it chooses or when it steps into trust in God that the resources of God begin to be operated on your behalf. And then you start saying it and those angels start moving on your behalf. And they start operating on your behalf. And they start moving towards things and they start moving things in order. That's why it's really important to just say that your steps are ordered by the Lord. But also lean into that voice that goes, hey, you've always done it that way. Why don't you ask me how I'd like to do it in that way? And then I'll go, oh, I'll help you do that. 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 And there's something about just walking with God in this relationship with God and in this trust in God. And there's a restoration of childlike trust here tonight. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I felt this thing during worship, and I felt like the Lord is restoring the aggressiveness of Wellspring Fellowship. The aggressiveness. From the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffer violent, and the violent take it by force. And the Lord says there's a violent grace. There's a violent grace from which this house was birthed. And the Lord says the enemy tried to rob this house of its aggressiveness, of its power, and of its things in the spirit. And the Lord says the enemy will not steal any longer. And the Lord says, I want you to embrace the wild of God, the wild of God, the wild of God. Because the Lord says that this house was birthed by the word of the Lord and by intercession and by the things of the spirit. And the Lord says, it's not that you got away, but the Lord says, I'm amplifying that part of your foundation now. I'm amplifying that part of your foundation to be a gatherer of intercessors, of worship, of artists, of musicians. This is to be a creative house, says the Lord. Wellspring is a prophetic name for this house because it's supposed to be a wellspring of the arts. It's supposed to be a wellspring of harvests. It's supposed to be a wellspring. It's supposed to be a wellspring in this region and in this city. And the Lord says, guard, Hamashukabahaya, guard what you say in your mouth about this city. For many have cursed this city, even with their own mouth, and said, the best days are behind this city. But the Lord says, I desire this city to be restored to its previous renaissance, to its previous beauty, to its previous glory. And the Lord said, so I've set you here to be speakers of life, to be speakers of the word of the Lord, to decree what I desire to do. And the Lord says, do not get your information from the media. Do not get your information from economic reports, but get your information from heaven. The Lord says, I've called Wellspring to be watchmen on the wall. Watchmen on the wall to rebuild the city, to call this city back to its prophetic purpose, to call it back to that which I've called it to be. And the Lord says, I'm going to hold you responsible. The Lord says, I'm going to hold you responsible for the purposes of God being established in this city and to serve your generation well. And I see generations down the line, how they'll look back at this season and says, that was the generation that didn't give up. Even though it started to become dark and difficult, even though it looked like things were leaving the city, they stood in the gap for the purpose of God. They stood in the gap for the purposes of God to be established. And the Lord says, I'm looking for people, men and women, young and old, in this city to establish this city back to its prophetic foundation. The Lord says, what happens on Main Street in the U.S., I want to be amplified all over. And the Lord says, I'm moving in great power in small towns in this season. I'm moving in great power in small towns in this city. I'm moving in even obscure places. Yes, I'll move in power. Yes, I'll move in power in the major metropolitan areas. But I have placed people. I have placed a remnant of people to believe me for breakthrough, to believe for prophetic destiny to be established. Kamal Shoko, for even it was many years ago that there were wells in the small towns. There were wells in the small towns. And the Lord says they got stopped up. And even though that there are houses of worship established, there are not apostolic taking houses. And so the Lord says, I'm looking for apostolic taking houses in this time and in this season. I'm looking for people who will take ground. I'm looking for people who will hear the voice of the Lord. I'm looking for people who will not settle for anything except the full purposes of God. And And the Lord says, for the state of Virginia, there is oil underneath the ground. There is oil underneath the ground. The oil of outpouring, the oil of previous generations, the oil of prayers of even people have prayed. And they've been stopped up. But the Lord says, I can unlock them, and I want to unlock them quickly in this season. I want to unlock them quickly in this season for the purposes of the Lord to be established. I want to unlock them through the worship and prayer of the inner and the saints in this room. And the Lord says, get ready, because I'm going to call you to worship and pray all night. I'm going to unlock this room. The Lord says, this is Bethel. This is the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. And the Lord says, I'm going to cause you as a people to come together to worship and pray. Some nights we'll just focus on the face of the Lord. But the Lord said it'll be a prophetic act that will help unlock the oil in this great state. Hamosha kamaya, mosha kamaya, mosha kamaya, moso koboyo, komoyo mokoyo. And the Lord says, make no mistake. Whoa! Make no mistake about it. The Lord said, Hamaya mosaka. In the next election, this state will play a key role in turning. Pray that this state would turn correctly in the righteous way. Pray, Hamaya Muhaya. Because the Lord says, I've made some sovereign choices, but the Lord says, I'm going to need the prayers of my people to bring it to completion in this next season. Hamashi Kamahaya Masakamaya. That's a personal word for some of you in this room. Hamashi Kamaya. There's some choices that the Lord says He's made for you. There's some choices that He said He's made for you, but the Lord says you'll have to birth them through your fellowship, through your prayer, through your intercession. That's a really interesting thing about God, isn't it? It's really, really interesting about Him that we're created for fellowship with Him. And He's got all the answers. He's got all the solutions. He's got everything you need on the earth. But there's something. It's like He causes us to trust Him, but He also causes us to believe, to declare. And when those things, I heard this the other day from the Lord in prayer. He said, every time you pray, it's always supposed to hit the mark. It's always supposed to hit the mark. I'm always supposed to hear you, and I'm always supposed to operate on your behalf. Then He said this to me. He said, the only thing that can stop my people's prayers is them. How do we stop prayers? We don't walk in love. When we hold on to unforgiveness. When we have judgments against people. I don't know how that all works. I just know He doesn't like working in dual hearts, I guess. And when you stand praying, if you have aught against anyone, anyone. You know what it doesn't say there? It doesn't matter if they did you wrong. And the Lord would say that this is a season. Hama September. Hamo shokobo sokoyoyoyo. The month of September. Mahayat. Something particular about the next 20 days. The Lord says it's a season of divine alignment as never before. Divine alignment and open door, says the Lord. Hama shikamo sohoyo. He yemo soyobo sokoboyo. The Lord says, I'm going to uncover things for people in this room. Uncover things that have been hidden and that have actually stopped the purpose of God. And the Lord says, for some of you, will take courage to give it over to the Lord. It'll take great courage to say, yeah, Lord, I missed that. Yes, Lord, that was, I had an offense against this person, against this leader. I had this judgment against an ex-husband. Hamasho kamoyo. But the Lord says it is a season of divine alignment and the fire of God. For the Lord says there's a fresh baptism of fire coming upon my people. And those who have ears to hear will see what they've never seen before. And it will cause them to enter into the future that I've intended. Because the Lord says the church in America has yet to come into the full expression. And the Lord says, you've read about certain things, but the Lord says, my greatest time will be now for the people of God. My greatest time of outpouring. my greatest time of destiny, my greatest time of purpose, my greatest hamashikamahaya. The Lord says there are some ministries that are coming into the earth. But the Lord says there's something peculiar about this time period in history for the United States. And it's that ministries will lock arms together as never before. And they'll come under this fresh baptism of fire. Just lift your hands. There's a release of that. And there's a marking from Jesus tonight. I'm telling you, whoever that is with your pain in the neck, the Lord is healing you. For tonight, you're completely made whole in Jesus' name. Father, by the authority you've given me, I just release a fresh baptism of fire to your people. When I said fresh baptism, I just saw, like, in these coming, particularly in the next 3 weeks, motives. God's going to expose our motives. God's going to expose how we see things. So it's a good baptism. I see like this blue mist in this room. And there's like a spirit of revelation. Hamoyamahaya. A spirit of revelation. The Lord says, if you lean into me, if you seek me with your whole heart, wisdom and understanding will be your portion as never before. And the Lord says there are specific revelation angels that are being released in this season. Specific revelation angels assigned to the people of God. And the Lord says there's some things that I've waited for. In this time, there's some things that I've waited for this time and this season in the earth to give to people. And the Lord says, if you'll position yourself correctly, there'll be many things I have to say. I'll give you understanding, Hamahaya, about how to set your bloodline back into alignment with the purposes of God. I'll give you understanding, says the Lord, of how to break through in your sphere of influence. I'll give you understanding how to break through in this city. I'll give you understanding how to break through financially. Understanding, Hamashokomoyobosoyo, is my people's portion in this season. Komohoyomosokomoyo. I just see somebody like addiction. You're not addicted, but it runs in your family. The Lord's going to give you understanding. A key of understanding to break addiction is your portion tonight. The Lord says, I want you to come here together with anticipation, with hopeful hearts. Because the Lord says it's the heart of a hopeful heart, a heart of expectation. That as you come here in this room, I want to pour out my spirit as never before. I just see times in the history of this house where there's just been absolute outpouring and nobody could stand up. But the Lord says, greater, I want to return to greater times of refreshing. I want to return to the awe when you come together corporately. The Lord says, I'm resetting. I want to reset the time and the seasons of what's taking place here. I want to readjust you to be in the rhythms of heaven as never before. I want to take you, Hamasikamaya, Yomoyo, Hoyobo, Sokoboyo, Boyo, Hoyo. I want to take you out of survival mode into advancement and vision mode. Hamoshohomo, Sokoboyo. Konomoyo. The Lord says, I'm the one who founded this house. Though the enemy tried to destroy it through different people, through accusation, through Jezebel. The Lord says, the enemy cannot destroy what I started here. Hamashi amasukamaya makaya. Hamo yo moho yo yo yo. Ho. Ho yo 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 yo. Ay 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 bo say ay 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 ay. I just heard the Lord say, I'll start over again if I have to. But I don't want to. Shabo yo bo soyo. Hamaya, maya, baya, baya. There's like a joy There's a joy. There's a joy that God's restoring to some of you tonight. The joy of your salvation. And in the name of Jesus, I break you free from despair, despondency, words that have tried to trap you. We break the power tonight over your people, God. Kamahaya mahaya. The Lord says when you came here, it was a powerful breaker anointing. It was an anointing that broke through. It was an anointing that was in the earth. And the Lord says, there's a grace that I want to restore, but not just restore, amplify as never before to Wellspring Fellowship. Amplify. You broke through and you established something in this city that didn't exist. And the Lord says, that was just the beginning, though, says the Lord. That was just the beginning is what I wanted to do. For you never established, like I wanted to, a place for artists and musicians. You never established and broke through like I wanted you in that area. You began to conform to the religious culture. And the Lord says, I want you to stand out as never before. And the Lord says, I want you to walk in confidence for what I've called you to do. And the Lord says, you don't have to back up. You don't have to explain what I'm doing here. But when you do what I tell you to do, the Lord says, favor will come upon you as never before. Shekem ohaya. Komo shoho yoboso kopoyo. Komo hoyo boso komoyo. Komo yobohoya boso komo yoboso koboyo. Komo shokomoyo moso koboyo. Yendere bo shaka maya bo sakabaya. Sondoro bosho tonomoyo ondoro bosho konomoyo mokoyo mohoyo bokoyo. Konomoyo moso komoyo. For I've called you together on this strategic weekend to hear what heaven is saying over this house. And there's much I have to say. And there's much I have to unravel for the people of God here in this room. For great Hamahaya. There's a high call on Wellspring Fellowship. The Lord says, I want to remind you, says the Lord. There is a high call on Wellspring Fellowship. For what you're doing in this room, says the Lord, is supposed to resound in the nations of the earth. Hamushakamaya masakamaya. I want to change, says the Lord, the way you see yourself. I don't want you to see yourself as those scouts who went into the land and said we're like grasshoppers in their sight. Hamushoyondobosokomoyo. The Lord says when you see yourself like that, you will fail to enter into the purpose in the land that I have for you. And the Lord says, I do not just call people, but I call people to be connected with land, says the Lord. And I've divinely connected Wellspring Fellowship here in this land, in Martinsville, Virginia, in Henry County, to establish purpose and to build according to heaven's blueprint. I see like this beautiful like building, and it's coming out of heaven, and it wants to establish itself here. Komosho komo yombo koyo bokoyo. Somo yobo sokoboyo bo sokoboyo. Yoromo sokomo shokoboyo bokoyo bo shokoboyo. Yendere bo hayama sikama hayam bo sokomoyo bokoyo. Kenemo yandara bo yamba mahayama sikaba haya. Kama mama ya bo shokoboyo bokoyo bo sokoboyo. Komo momo shoko moyo toro boyo toro boyo bo 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 boyo. Komo moyo bohoyo mo soko moyo bokoyo. Soko moyo mo soko moyo robo soko boyo. Koro, I see it like raining in the middle of this room. Komo hoyo bokoyo. Kono moyo mokoyo bokoyo. Kobo boyo mo soko boyo bo soko boyo bo soko boyo. And there are songs, songs that need to be sung, prophetic songs. I see these beautiful words and songs that need to be released from this hill. And the Lord says, I gave you a high place as a prophetic act. As a prophetic act, so you would know your role in this city. So you would know your assignment in this city. And your assignment is not just to get by. I just... There's like a sharpness in the prophetic words tonight, and it's connecting with something that was in the foundation of this church. There was a sharp knife that would come prophetically, and it would cause people to come into alignment. You know something else that can stop your prayers? Is when you speak words that are contrary to your prayers. I don't, nothing's happening. Man, I've been praying for that for years. Kamaso kamaya, mosa kamaya. You know what's, I decided on a lot of areas of my life, I'm just going to keep trusting God. Because He can never miss it. He just never misses it. He never misses it. And maybe I'm not mature enough to receive what I'm asking for. Maybe I haven't seen what's missing. But I know that God is faithful. I know that God is faithful. And the Lord says, my eyes are looking for people in the earth who will not just declare that I'm faithful, but know it by experience. Who will know that they know that they know that I'm faithful. For I'm not a man that I should lie, and I will fulfill every good thing that I've spoken about what I'll do in this time period in history. And there are words and there are things that must be done in this season. And great is the reward. Great is the reward for those who stand. Keep on standing. Amahaya musahaya. Moyo boso koboyo boso koboyo. Koboyo boso koboyo. Kamaya musha kamaya masa kamaya musa. It's more like a word of wisdom. I have felt this for months. There's always on this. This is biblical, but there is a premium on praying in tongues in this season. Let's just take a few moments. Hamasi karabohai. The Lord will change your tongue right where you are. Heyobo sohoyo mosohai amahaya. Kemohai amasi kaboyo mosokomoyo. Kanamayandarabo soyorobo sokoboyo bokoyo mosokomoyo moyo mokoyo. There it is. It'll just roll right out of you. Henemoyandarabo sahayabo heyobohoyo mosokomoya bahaya. And the Lord says, did I not say, pray in the Spirit and always? But I say to my people, pray, and there's going to come a diversity of tongues in this season, but there's also going to come understanding. And the Lord says, in previous generations, I gave it to some of my chosen servants. But the Lord says, there's understanding. Because this is a season of understanding. This is a season I want to mark my people with understanding as never before. Understanding is your portion. Wisdom is your portion. Wisdom cries out before the very foundation of the earth for the purposes of God to be established in this time period. You know what I knew? I've learned about tongues too. You got to let it roll how it comes out. Sometimes it's just... And then others, it's hehebohadamashikabahaya. And it's horrible. You just got to let it roll. There's a beautiful testimony from Robert Slaird many years ago. He was sharing his story about going to heaven. You know, Paul talks about the diversity of tongues. And he said he's midway through his story. And this lady just starts coming at it, starts rolling out of her. And her son doubles over, falls out. Next thing you know, he got up, he gets delivered, he gets called to ministry, and they find out he was backslidden, he was doing the wrong thing. His mom was crying out for him in tongues every night, every night. She got him to that meeting that night. Young guy's in, not young anymore, but he's in ministry today. We speak the mysteries of God. Did you see like the fire of God just go in the middle of this room? The Lord says, don't settle for surface anymore. Kamaya, for my people have settled for surface. They settle for surface. And many times they've thought the promised land is simply elementary. And the Lord says, there are things in the spirit I want to teach my people. There are things in the spirit I want to teach my people. There are places I want them to go, even in places of prayer. I want them to go around the world, even from their prayer closet. There's no distance in the spirit, says the Lord. There's no distance even in this room. The Lord says, for some of you in this room, you're intercessors. You're called to nations. The Lord says, you might not step foot in those nations, but I want to bring you in the spirit. I want to bring you, says the Lord, some to Africa, some to Europe, some into insight, some into praying for the parliament. Hamashika mahaya mahaya. And I just see this release that's part of some of your lives. I have this friend. He will dream every night. And sometimes he dreams and he's in front of King Jong-il. And sometimes he's like in the parliament in the UK. And the Lord says, the dreaming in the night, the visitations, the places in the spirit is your portion. Is your portion. Is your portion. Father, we receive our portion tonight. We receive our portion of our assignment in the earth. We receive our portion in the assignment. Lord, if you have something to say about what's in the earth, Lord. Lord, we want to be available, Lord. Not just once, not just twice, but a lifestyle of availability to know the secrets of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Jesus said, to you it has been granted to know the secrets of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. You know why that's so important? Because the kingdom of God was supposed to run the world. Yamahaya. The Lord is healing somebody's right knee. Be healed. Digestive problem. Be healed. Hamamamayamo shokomoyo. Kemo yamayamo shokomoyo mo sokomoyo boyo boyo. Hey emo shoyo moyo yo mo shokomoyo. Kamaya mahaya. And the Lord, mahaya, the Lord says, I'm putting a premium on my people coming together as one. The Lord says, people cannot be disconnected from the body. You cannot be disconnected and operate as I called you to operate. For heaven operates in the strength of one united people. And the Lord says, the earth must be united. Did I not say where two or more agree? The Lord says, there must be agreement for my people. There must be agreement for the fulfillment of the purposes and the will of God. I don't know if you're catching a theme tonight. I'm always trying to catch what the Lord is saying. But there's an unlocking of our ears to hear in this room. For the Lord says, wellspring fellowship was like supposed to be a soaring eagle, and the wings got clipped. But the Lord says, I'm restoring the eye of the eagle to soar as never before. Wellspring fellowship was supposed to be a company of prophetic people. A company of prophetic people. A company of prophetic people. Prophets, intercessors, worshipers. That's where the artisans were supposed to come in. That's where the artisans were supposed to come in. But there was a conformity. Hamayo! There was a conformity to the ways of man. But the Lord says, I am unlocking a kingdom reality and a kingdom grace to the people in this room to store what the enemy stole. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you just give God thanks? Thank you, Lord. God, thank you, because at every moment and every day you provide everything we need. Lord, thank you for allowing us to get up this morning. Thank you for health. Thank you for life. Lord, thank you with... I just heard the Lord say some of you are thinking of dying way too young. With long life, Lord, thank you for satisfying us with long life. Lord, every day we're supposed to live on this earth. Give it to us with all our faculties in Jesus' name. We declare that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, sanctified, set apart for you. Thank you for grace to guard our ears and our eyes for the purpose of the Lord.
Jubilee, Jubilee, this is the year of Jubilee. Lame now walk, blind now see, this is the year of Jubilee.